This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change, max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, damn, we got Billy Donovan.
Billy Donovan, Chicago Bulls head coach.
The mix of some older guys and some younger guys. We have to play faster.
Two-time NCAA national champion.
This game is over. They have done it. They're going to let him go. Florida takes its place in history. Back-to-back and unforgettable.
Hall of Famer.
Billy Donovan is a Hall of Famer, without a doubt.
Billy Donovan with Mully and Haw.
I love Billy D, man. Billy D is one heck of a person and coach.
On 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Dan Weider of the Tribune in today, and we are delighted to welcome in the Hall of Famer himself. Billy Donovan, Bulls head coach, joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Billy, good morning, and congratulations on all the glorious Hall of Fame stuff.
Oh, thank you so much. Great to be on with you guys.
Well, we love getting a chance to talk to you, and very excited. Wondering about Josh Giddey. You know, he's got the wrist. Will he be okay? The word was he was going to be able to play. Is that the case with that wrist, Billy? How big a concern is that?
Well, he's going to have to deal with it. You know, our hope is that, you know, he'll be available. Yesterday was a little bit of a lighter day for us coming off the road for our closing game against Philly. So a lot of it was preparation, going into Miami, walking through. Didn't really do any contact. We'll have a chance to do that today. But he did try to do some light shooting. He's going to still have to deal with it. You know, before the I think it was our last home game against Washington, just trying to get loose and warmed up at shoot around, and even before the game, it just was creating too much of a problem for him. So it's a muscle issue for him in his hand that has really kind of impacted his mobility, and it's painful when it gets into certain positions. So he took treatment for about 4 days and continued to do that. Josh is a tough kid. You know, I think people probably saw during the course of the year, you know, different issues with his ankle. You know, he fights through stuff. So if there's one guy that can kind of fight his way through it, it would be Josh. So there's optimism that he'll be available, but he obviously hasn't played in a couple games. We'll see where his rhythm is at, you know, if he's fortunate enough to play. But, you know, we're hopeful that, you know, yesterday, today, and then getting ready for tomorrow, he'll be available.
Billy, great to talk to you. In addition to Josh's toughness, as you've kind of learned him more as a player throughout the year, what has left an impression on you the most about who he is as a player for you?
Well, he's very competitive. I think he has a deep internal belief in himself. I do think with the way he plays the game, it does take a little bit of time to get to know your teammates. You know, and if you look at his, you know, track coming from Australia, that's a huge adjustment. Coming from halfway around the world to Oklahoma City, getting drafted, trying to play in the NBA, got a great opportunity in Oklahoma. You know, then the trade happens, and now he's coming into a new situation here with new players, learning them. And I think as the season's kind of wore on and gone on, he's been able to adjust and adapt where he's been able to play, I think, at himself personally at a very high level. And then he's also been able to make the guys around him better. But he's competitive and he's tough. He's a really, really good worker. I think he's fit in very, very well with our group. And I think he's generated and created a really good connection with everybody.
It's crazy to think that he's 22 years old. And it's crazy to think all of you got a lot of these guys that are young players. Obviously, you look at Matas, the first round pick, and you helped him, helped develop him. Why was it? Did you challenge him to play better defense? Is that what the breakthrough has been? Did you, you know, you didn't use him much earlier in the year, and then here he is, and we see him all the time, and seems like a good kid that wants to be a great player, and you love that. But you've done that very well, Billy, I believe, the way you've developed not just Josh, and Kobe's hit another level, but Matas, the way you've developed him, his game has changed as the year has gone on.
You know, I understand, you know, when you have a high draft pick, fans want to see the guy play, and they want to see him out there and want to see what he can do. And, you know, obviously, big part of the NBA is, you know, the fans and them coming to games, and they want to see certain players play. And I understand that. But organizationally, I think collectively from top to bottom, responsibility we have is to try to help players understand really what it takes to be an impactful player and a winning player. And I think so much in today's game, you know, is about highlight reels and things like that. And I think for Matas coming in as a very, very young player, he's been always able to rely on his talent. And his talent is elite. But I think if you look at his G League experience, it was interesting when I spoke to him coming in, they won 5 games in the G League.
Right.
And I am like, how does that happen? You've got all these first-round draft picks and lottery picks, and you guys win 5 games. How does that happen? And he made the comment to me, I thought it was really, really insightful by him. He said, you know, we had a lot of really young players, and we didn't really have a lot of veteran guys around us to help us. And the coaching staff, you know, tried to do as good as they could, but we kind of had to go through this. And I think that was the thing that we started talking about with him was, besides the ability to run and jump and shoot, what are the things that he can do to impact the outcome of games and be an impactful player besides his own numbers or stats? And I think when he first came here, one is he's going to get physically stronger as he gets older. There's no question about that. He's a very, very good worker. He's competitive. And there's a part of him that, you know, he's got this fearlessness to him that he's not intimidated by things. I think he's played against great players his whole life. But blocking out, communicating on defense, getting back in transition, understanding scouting reports, game plan discipline, how do I take care of myself? How do I eat? How do I rest? All these things were just, I think, a little bit foreign to him. And his idea coming in, I think, early in the season was, I just need to show up and play. And I think he needed to learn that a lot more went into it than that. And I give him credit because everything that he's gotten from a minute perspective, he's earned. And I think that the fine line and the needle you try to thread all the time with a young player is, how do you give them some runway to play, also with a level of accountability to the group? Because if you've got a team in the locker room and it's just like, hey, listen, we're just going to play this young guy and we really don't care what happens, then you're not really focused on, you know, the winning aspect of it or what he's got to do is to become a winning player. And he's gotten better and better, and he's leaned into a lot of that. And the thing I respect most about him is he wants to be coached, and he wants to be pushed, and he wants it straight, and he wants it very truthful and honest. And he handles himself great and all that. And it's been a real great thing for me just to see how much work he's put in and how much he's grown. And all these experiences now going forward are going to be totally new to him. But this is what I think you kind of want over an 82-game schedule is – have him in a situation where now he's in a meaningful situation, and now it's you got to win tomorrow or you're going to go home. I think a young player being in that situation will help him think less about his stats and his numbers and more about how can I impact the team and impact the group.
So Billy, along those lines, obviously tomorrow is a win or else situation for your team. As somebody who's not a stranger to this play-in tournament, how do you describe the significance of tomorrow night, not just for what it means in the now, but for the experience factor of just being immersed in some of these big moments and learning to navigate them?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
For myself, or you mean for the players?
For the young group, for the team as a whole.
Oh, yeah. You know, I think that the thing you've got to get, I think, the players to understand in these kind of situations is you can't get distracted on what you just mentioned. It's either we win or the season's over. You know, now what you're talking about is you're looking down the road of what the result is going to be at the end of 48 minutes. The challenge and the goal for younger players is how do I stay engaged and in the moment, possession by possession, locked into what I have control over. And for a guy like Modest, if he starts the game, you know, not shooting the ball well, he doesn't have control over that. What he's got control over is his effort, his attitude, his competitiveness, paying attention inside of timeouts, scouting report, game plan, and you try to make the game about what we have control over. You know, we can all run back in transition. We can block out. We can share the basketball. There's things that we have control over. And when you get, I think, too far down the road mentally and you're thinking about the result of, oh, my gosh, if we don't win, the season's over, and we got to win to continue playing, you miss the moments that are going to give you the results you want. So a lot of it is getting the players, younger players, to understand the mentality they have, that every one of these possessions is important and the margins are so small. It could be a free throw line blockout that's missed. It could be a loose basketball that's on the floor that you got to be first to the floor to. It could be setting a good screen. It could be reading how you're being guarded. I think when you're in the moment, you get the game kind of slows down for you. And that's what you want guys to feel going into the game, is what do they have control over? And to your point, there are players, on Miami's team that have been a part of deep playoff runs,
right,
have played in a ton of these games and have a load of experience in these games. And there's a lot of guys on our team that haven't had been a part of that. So you try to educate them. And listen, the best experience for any player is going through the experience. Like, Mattis is going to be a lot better off at the end of the season going into next season because of what he's experienced. And that's when players generally grow, when they go through the experience of the ups and downs and the highs and lows of an entire season.
That's great stuff. And, Billy, I think when we look at the overall record, you know, 39-43 in the play-in, hosting a play-in game. If you win that, you'll then go to either Orlando or Atlanta, and then you get into the playoffs, and that's going to be a challenge too. This is kind of the point of the season where all of what has happened is determined in a way. Do you feel like it's been a successful year, given the way you've had to kind of change the way the game is played? You've sped it up. You've gotten a lot out of these young guys, made the big trade. How do you look at this year in terms of whether it's a success and a building block toward the future?
Well, I understand, you know, we're in a total results-orientated business when you look at the results, right, of how the season went. I know when the season started, even in the first, you know, practice, media day, you know, I was being asked questions about, you know, we're projected to win 28 games. You know, we're projected to be, you know, one of the bottom teams. And I know we've been kind of stuck in the middle, so to speak. You know, I've loved this group on a lot of different levels. I think for every team that goes through an 82-game season, there's always turbulence and there's always ups and downs. And these guys have navigated that really well. I think the first thing I look at is, you know, when DeMar went to Sacramento and Alex ended up getting to the trade with Oklahoma City and then Josh came in, I think the one thing we tried to establish was a style of play that we wanted to play. And I think that was a real makeover that these guys had to go through. And they deserve a lot of credit for how we've tried to play a lot faster, taking more threes, and our rosters allowed us to do that. I think the sacrifice piece, when we were healthy with Lonzo, with Kobe, with Io, with Josh Giddey, with all the number of ball handlers we had, the level of sacrifice that they all took upon themselves, that I'm not going to have the ball in my hands all the time. And Kobe's been great with that, playing on the ball, off the ball. You know, and I think to your point, you know, the trade happens, and I really believe that Zach was having an all-star caliber year for us. And I have such respect and admiration for the way he came back in a very, very turbulent off season for all of us, that he had both feet in the circle and did everything he possibly could to help the organization, help his teammates. And he played great basketball for us. You lose your leading scorer, you bring in three players in Trey Jones and Kevin Huerter and Zach Collins. And I remember sitting with them in my office. It was probably still 24 hours before the trade deadline was over. And those guys were wondering if they were going to be traded again.
Wow.
You know,
yeah.
And then the way those three guys incorporated themselves into the group and how they impacted our team. And it was disappointing for me to see Trey Jones go down and see Lonzo go down and even Io go down, because those guys were integral parts. So as far as the regular season's concerned, I couldn't ask for a better group of guys with the way they've tried to compete, stay together, and play for one another. And now that that's over with, you know, we're on to the next part of it. You know, right now, getting the opportunity, and they've earned the opportunity to play tomorrow night against Miami. So I know we got to get better. I know we want to get out of where we're at right now. But with what we had to deal with in the circumstances of what this group dealt with, they always put, I think, the team first. They tried to put their best foot forward in terms of trying to win basketball games and get the results we want. And they dealt with it in a time that, you know, we dealt with our leading scorer being traded and a lot of our backcourt players going out with injuries. And it's been great to watch the emergence of Mattis, to see the year that Kobe's had, to see where Josh was early in the year to where he is now. You know, the growth of those guys, to have a veteran like Vooch who's been both feet in a circle, and he had to deal with a lot during the trade deadline. And it wasn't so much about, you know, for a guy like Vooch at the trade deadline, whether he's being traded. He's got three young kids that are in school. That's a hard thing to go through, you know, and he got through that side of it. And then we kind of had to regroup after the All-Star break. And, you know, they've played good basketball. But that doesn't really make a difference now as much as we have to play good basketball tomorrow.
Hey, great stuff, Billy. Really appreciate it. Again, congratulations on the Hall of Fame. And we're all looking forward to tomorrow and hopefully more after that. Thank you a ton.
Bye. Thanks so much for your guys' time.
Thanks,
Thank
Billy.
You, buddy. That is great stuff. Billy Donovan, the Bulls head coach. I can hear him talk basketball all day.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.